From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beattie reporting. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security has issued two new memos outlining implementation of President Donald Trump's executive orders signed last month to stop illegal immigration at the border and deport undocumented migrants in the country. White House spokesman Sean Spicer said they expand the priority list for those who face immediate removal while enforcing existing U.S. immigration law.
The memo regarding the executive order border security and immigration enforcement improvements outlines the steps that DHS will take to secure the nation's southern border, prevent further illegal immigration, and to repatriate illegal immigrants swiftly, consistently, and humanely. This includes immediately identifying and allocating all sources of available funding for the planning, design, construction, and maintenance of a wall along our southern border, and hiring of additional personnel, including 5,000 additional CBP border agents.
Spicer denied the goal of the new guidance is mass deportation.
There's a law in place that says if you're in this country illegally, that we have an obligation to make sure that the people who are in our country are here legally. What the order sets out today is ensures that the million or so people that have been adjudicated already, that ICE prioritizes, creates a system of prioritization, and make sure that we walk through that system in a way that protects this country.
The memos do not mention tens of thousands of undocumented immigrants brought to the U.S. at a young age and protected under a program established by former President Barack Obama. Coast Guard and aid officials Tuesday said the bodies of at least 74 African migrants washed up on the shore of western Libya. The bodies discovered Monday near the town of Zawiya. A spokesman for the International Organization for Migration said human traffickers appeared to have removed the engine from their boat and let it drift on the Mediterranean. This is VOA News.